cooking is fireless, foods are fatless, our dresses are sleeveless, ladies are hijabless, youth are shameless, whether boy or girl, people are jobless, wives are fearless. Every husband is experiencing this. Wives are fearless. They don't fear anymore. Children are mannerless. Babies are fatherless. So are, you know, teenagers, girls giving the birth. No father. So babies are fatherless. Parents are speechless. They see, they witness their son and daughter doing wrong. They can speak a word. Speechless. Relations are meaningless. There is no warmth, there is no kindness, there is no love, there is no affection. Whether a relation between husband and wife, relation between son and father, daughter and mother, friends, brothers, sisters, no meaning. So, relations are meaningless. And feelings are heartless. Attitude is careless. And advices are worthless. No one wants to listen to your advice. So, everything is becoming less and less. But still, our hopes are endless. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh said, I accompanied the Sufis and saints, and I have benefited only two of their saying. Number one, time is short. Time is short. If you don't slay it, it will slay you. And the second advice, keep your soul, keep yourself occupied in good things. Otherwise, it will keep you occupied with evil. Same minute, same day, if you utilize it for good, it will be beneficial. Otherwise, the same time will be utilized definitely in evil, committing sin. There is no third option, whether you use it or you abuse it. The portion of one's time that was for Allah and with Allah is a valuable part of his life. What does it mean? That a person is spending time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing something good, ibadah, worship, zikrullah, or with Allah, you know, reciting the Holy Quran, praying salat, etc. So that's the only time is valuable. Sheikh Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayh said, O son of Adam, you are but days, your life, 60 years, 70 years, 50 years is what? Is the days such with every day that goes by you, part of you departs from it. That's why they give the example of life with an ice cube that is melting down every single moment. So our life is decreasing every single moment. Every breath we are taking, it pushing us towards our grave. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, value five things before five things. Ightanim khamsan qabla khamsin. Very famous hadith. He said, value your youth before old age. Value your health before you get sick. Value your wealth before your poverty. Value your free time before you get busy and occupied. And value your life before death. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the feet of human being will not be able to move from its place on the day of judgment until he will be asked about four things. Every human being, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, kafir, atheist, everyone. On the Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question him four things. One, about his life, how he has spent it. in the obedience of Allah or in disobedience of Allah, fulfilling lust and desires, enjoying his life, or doing something good for here, how he spent his life. Number two, about his knowledge, knowledge of deen, knowledge of sharia, how much he has practiced on it in his entire life. Everyone knows 5 times salat is compulsory. That is the knowledge. How much every day we are praying salat? That is a question will be asked on the Yawm al-Qiyam. The third, about his wealth, from where he has accumulated and in what he has spent. The earning, the source of earning, were lawful, halal, or unlawful, haram. How he earned his money and how he spent it. He spent on the right things or unlawful things. And the fourth question, about his body, in what he has weakened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the ayat in the Surah Al-Mu'minun, until when the death comes to one of them, he says, "Oh my Lord, send me back so that I may do good in that which I have left behind." He will regret. Allah's reply will be, "No, it is but a word that he speaks, and behind is barzakh, barrier, until the day when they will resurrect." There is no U-turn, my brothers and sisters. Everyone is granted only one life to live, and in this one life, we have to prepare for hereafter. Dr. Muhammad Ibrahim, how valuable this time, and don't disregard, don't think insignificant every moment. Every minute is valuable. I give you one picture of the minute, what's happening in 1 minute. Now I will encourage you to listen this 1 minute, how you can utilize it and make it beneficial and fruitful for you in hereafter. Sheikh Ibrahim said, Muhammad Ibrahim said, here the one article, the best way to make the most of a minute. Best way to make the most of a minute. He said, in 1 minute, one person can recite the one page of the Holy Quran, at least. And for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him 10 rewards for every letter of the Holy Quran. For every letter of the Holy Quran, you will get the 10 rewards. So in 1 minute, you can read one page at least. So you can count how many words multiply by 10. That only in 1 minute. A person can learn one small ayat in 1 minute. You can read 3 times Suratul Fatiha. And the reward, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Suratul Fatiha. You can read 3 times in 1 minute. For reciting Suratul Fatiha 1 time, the reward is 600. So in 1 minute, you will get the reward 1,800. In 1 minute, you can recite Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, 20 times. To recite it 1 time is equivalent to 1/3 of the Holy Quran. So in 1 minute, by reciting 21 times, you will get the reward of completing the whole Quran 7 times. 1 minute. In 1 minute, you can read the 4th kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu yuhyi wa yumeet, biyadil khair wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer, 20 times. The reward for it is like a freeing 8 slaves from the Banu Ismail. Very great reward. You can say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times in 1 minute. Subhanallah, small phrase, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times. By saying that, all the minor sins will be forgiven, even if they are like the foam of the sea. You can say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim 50 times. There are 2 phrases, it will be 50 times. These 2 words, according to Bukhari Sharif, these 2 words are very light on the lips, very easy to say, but very heavy on the scale, on the mizan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keep on saying Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. You can read 3rd kalima, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, 18 times in 1 minute, which is more rewarding than whatever this world has. You can say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah 40 times. This kalima will remove all the difficulties and the anxiety. You can say La ilaha illallah 50 times. Astaghfirullah 100 times. You can say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The smallest durood upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You can say it 50 times in 1 minute. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will return, sends upon you 500 blessings. This is the promise of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that if you recite one durood sharif upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 10 rahmah, 10 blessings you will get from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So if in 1 minute you are saying Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 50 times, you will get the 500 blessings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in 1 minute. In 1 minute, you can uphold the ties of kinship by calling the relative and apologize to him. It takes 1 minute to pick up the phone and say, I'm sorry. You can help a needy person by recommending someone to help him out. Someone is in need, you know someone can help him financially or some other way, then pick up the phone, tell him, this person is in trouble, please go and help him. You're saying this in 1 minute, if he helps him, you will get the tremendous reward for it. Hukukul ibad. You can make dua for him or for your marhum parents or relatives in 1 minute. You can say salam to someone and shake hand. By doing this, your sins will be forgiven. It takes 1 minute to say assalamu alaikum and shake hand, it will forgive the sins of the both people. For the sake of Allah, you can pardon and forgive someone who has done wrong to you. Someone has done wrong to you, so you can just say, okay, I forgive you for the sake of Allah. It takes 1 minute, but such a great reward for that forgiveness. You can give good advice to somebody and console someone who is depressed. You can encourage him, give him some, you know, hope of the future. This can be done in 1 minute. It will release his stress. And you can remove some harmful obstacle from the path. It's a great reward. It's a part of Iman. So my brothers and sisters, there are so many things we can do in 1 minute. Don't ignore it, don't waste it. Let's value our every minute of life and utilize it for the life after death. May Allah bless you for that.